to rock, Ted. Are you ready to rock?
Let's do it. Seattle, Tacoma, get ready.
Uh-oh.
Got to turn. Is it on? Is the pod on?
I have to hit this button again. All right, wait. This should...
No, it's up. Is it on?
No, it's not on.
Please welcome.
There you go.
B-Tech Smith.
All right. I was looking at it. I'm like, dude, I'm pretty sure that pot's off. I know you have the thing
Look,
up.
Look, mother... I don't do this. I do it once a week. And all I do is press play on a flash drive, man.
Press play, Steve.
Damn it, it's not on again.
Come on.
Oh, it is on.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve.
B-Tech Smith and Steve.
You are now entering the Mega Car. The Mega Car.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it.
I'm thinking about it, man. I'm thinking about it.
You have no idea, everybody who's listening, wherever they may be in their car, on their couch,
on a bus,
in their bedroom.
Uh-oh.
Sexy. B-Tech Smith had his mouth filled with water, and I thought today was the day Triple H was going to come alive.
I know, man. That Triple H moment is coming. I got to make sure we have it on a good episode. And
yep.
I just need some reason when Hair Club goes, are you spitting water all over the studio? I can go, yes, but this is why.
And he's a wrestling fan, so I feel like if anyone would understand it, it would be Sergeant Hair Club.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good idea, good theory. You know, we'll wait till that. Let's wait till after, like, the Mega Cast or the Men's Room. Like, we do something really awesome, and he's really loving us. Then I'll feel fine spitting water on the studio.
That's a good call. Like, when you feel like you're on top of the world and even doing something as stupid as spitting water in a radio station's production studio, you know that he's willing to give you a pass. That means ratings are great. A huge event just happened. A big sale happened.
Yeah, I closed some deal for the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be in rock star mode if you're going to spit water out.
Yeah.
You got to be on the level of the CEO of the WWE.
I might have to put on shades.
Yes. Let's do this. B-Tech Smith, it's good to see you, my friend.
What's up, Steve?
Things are good. I just want to give a quick shout out to Johnny Pest on Twitter.
All right, what's up, Johnny Pest?
He tweeted us at the Megacast, said, first time listening to you guys. You guys make working on a weekend a billion times better.
Well, thanks for working. Working on the weekend sucks.
And then I don't know if his name's Ralu or Ralu. I think.
That's down at Puyallup.
Yeah, good guy. And he just said, "I love the MegaCast. Anyone who hasn't listened, you're missing out. Download, listen, enjoy it." That's right, Mega Family. Don't be selfish. Don't keep us close to the heart.
No, share spread us. The love.
Yeah, like an outbreak of the MegaCast.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I would like our love to be a little more tender and heartfelt, but if we want to make it a disease, Steve, we can make it a disease.
I want it to be like syphilis. Maybe even more like herpes. Like, it never goes away. Sometimes worse than other times.
See, these jokes are funny to Steve because he's a married man. He's not out there in the battlegrounds where these landmines are still out there for me, brother.
The struggle is not real for me.
No, the struggle is all too apparent for me, you know? I mean, it's been a sunny day, but I'm bringing that raincoat.
Ted, it's good to see you, my man. Wednesday night edition of the MegaCast where Ted wears his raincoat.
Hashtag raincoat.
Son of a bitch, I never hit start on my... on the stopwatch, because we actually do have dinner plans that we got to be. We have a reservation for dinner, so we have to be on point with that.
We do have a reservation for dinner.
So we've been talking about 3 minutes. All right. So
don't worry, I always jot down the times too.
All right.
We're 3 minutes in.
3 minutes in. So I'll just set this at 12 minutes, and then we'll be good to go, man.
I would also like to explain to the Mega family how our dinner decisions are made. I came in and said, "Steve, I went to this sushi place I haven't been to in a while. It's really delicious." And then this week he said, "We're doing a Wednesday one. You want to go to that place?"
Yeah, and now it's in.
Well, Umi, I'll say it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I haven't been to Umi in years, so I'm looking forward to going there again.
Street Fighter, man. If you're ever in Seattle, it's a little pricey for a roll, but the Street Fighter is legit.
Sometimes you got to pay good money to get that tasty roll.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I mean, I don't want to brag, but there's a few famous Seattle people who love Jesus that love Umi.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Separation's in the preparation, even when it comes to sushi.
It is. You got to have the rice over there. You got to have the fish and the free, then the nice chilled spot.
Yeah, man.
Well, Ted, this is an exciting week. It's an exciting week for me. Things have been changing in my world.
There's a lot of things to ask this week.
Yeah, well, so much so that I feel like that intro really does not cut it.
Ladies and Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex. B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex. You are now entering the Megacast. The Megacast.
It's time, Ted.
Steve Mex.
There's a reason why on this, the Megacast, I've never referred to myself as Steve the producer.
Correct. And people have noticed.
Yes. Well, maybe just you.
Also, it sounded a little bit like she was calling you Steve Mick.
Dude, it's hard to get her to say Migs.
Yeah.
I actually had to type in Megs to get her to say it that close.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I guess Migs isn't a natural word to her since she's Australian.
No. And in Australia, they don't use that word.
No.
So, yeah, now it's that. There's a reason I never called myself STP on this podcast, because this was the first time where I could actually, I felt like, all right, I'm not going to fall into that rut of being a nickname that I don't like. And we cut the cord last week on, well, what was the last episode of the STP cast, and this week was the debut episode of the Migs cast. And
am I calling you now?
You call me Steve.
All right. Do I have to switch to Migs?
No, you do. It's not like I'm Cody Rhodes where it's like, don't call me Cody Rhodes. Call me Stardust.
He is so strange.
God, I wish I could go with Stardust as my name. That would actually, I'd be willing to be okay with that one.
Dude, you just had a name change. You can't get another one this week.
Right. No, you're right. I can't be like Big Baby Jesus. I can't do that, old dirty bastard.
Yeah, what are you, with the Wu-Tang Clan?
Or Snoop Lion.
Yeah.
Somebody did text in and said, are you going to next time call yourself Steve Lion? I'm like, hey, you never know.
What about just a sign?
Yeah, I could do that.
What would your sign be?
Mm.
A hockey stick?
The Shocker?
No. The Shocker.
That's awful.
Steve will now be known by the Shocker.
It's just Shocker in there.
I don't know what's going on in Steve's life. His name changes, and now he wants our podcast to be spread like an STD, and his logo to be the Shocker. Things have gotten wild. You know what? I bet you went home, and the wife's like, oh, Migs, this is like being with another man.
Yeah, a much more randy individual.
Oh, damn right.
That's right. Wants it in the garage and even sometimes in the shower.
And that's a window. That's a euphemism when he's saying in the garage. Folks, yeah. You do the math.
No, I have to be a sign if I'm going to get to that level. I'm still on front door kind of guy there, Ted.
Oh, man.
All right, I wasn't sure
what the garage was, but thanks for breaking it down for
you know
us.
What? You're right. We're just going to deal with it on the front porch. Oh, man, it's been exciting. It's been very, it's funny how changing a name to, you know what, we'll talk about that at some point. Let's do what we usually do on the Megacast. We haven't done our push-ups yet.
All right, let's get them in.
And a guy named by the name of Mark, he emailed us and he says, Steve, since you are changing your name, I felt like this would be the perfect song for you guys to get 10 to. If you're new to the Megacast, we get 10 at the beginning and end of every podcast. Get that mind, I get that blood pumping, that heart racing, and Ted,
the mind functioning.
That's right. So this guy sent us a link, and I don't think we need to explain what this is, but in the chorus he does ask, what's my name?
All right.
What did you think it was gonna be?
I thought we were gonna go Eminem, my name is.
Oh, that would have been good too.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, we're getting 10 for you, so you better be getting 10 with us.
Yeah.
Let's do this, Ted.
All right.
Here we go.
Of the sea, back to the black Snoop Doggy Dog. Yeah, the rock went solo on that band, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but don't lose your grip. 9 Trizzy, the years in for me to hook up. So I ain't holding nothing back.
I love this song.
I got five on
this whole
the
album. Not Snoop Doggy Dog, it's Steve Migs.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
I feel a little bad. This is a serious one, and we're having so much fun already.
Great. There goes that TED guy bringing the room down. Sorry, Mega Family.
Mega Family, today what I want you to do is just pay attention to things that are important in life. I know nowadays, man, there's apps for everything. There's 100 different channels. You can kind of caught up and lost in what's really important. So what I want you to do is just sit down, think about what you want in life. Keep your eyes on the prize. And then when you figure out what you want, I think what's important will make perfect sense to you.
Hmm.
You know, maybe it's something simple like a name change.
You know, it's funny you say that because there's an idea in my head of where I want to be in my life. And
sure.
I felt the name Steve the producer was holding me back. And there's so many reasons behind its name change. I wrote a big blog about it on just go to the BJ page at KSW.com and click on Steve Migg's blog.
Always makes me giggle.
Yeah. The BJ page?
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, you think in 10 years I'd get over it. I haven't.
I'm so used to saying it. It's like kind of almost like I'm not even hearing what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. And you guys just say it. And I hear it in the promos. And every time I'm in the studio, I giggle. And they'll be like, BJ page, huh? And I'm like, yeah. Still laughing about it.
Dude, even on the Migs cast, we had Rachel Barley, the bikini barista, and she's
good
never.
Lord.
Right? Porn star hot.
Like, oh, man.
Just unbelievable. 10.
I want to do a lot of things in that garage.
She's got a great garage.
Oh, man.
Oh, and thank you, Rachel Barley, for wearing those. You can't call those pasties because they did not cover the nipples, but the rock sticker just over her, barely over her nipple. Pretty much just over the eraser top.
I mean, the garage is phenomenal. The front porch looked pretty damn great, too, man.
Yeah, everything is pretty awesome on that girl.
Sweet posters you guys put on there. The Rock. Your name change. I just want to give people... I don't know what you wrote in your blog.
Okay.
Now, obviously, I know the conversations we've had. But I want to... Like, just... If you work in this industry, too, like, there was times where I had job opportunities that involved the term producer, and I turned them down.
Right.
Because there's kind of a... I don't know what the word I'm looking for. There's just a way people look at you and perceive you.
A stigma.
Right, if you're the producer of a show.
It's unfortunate because I hate saying this because I don't want this to come off like as if I have any issues with the idea of being a producer because I'm still going to be doing a lot of production. I'm still going to be like executive producer. Like it's like,
sure.
I'm still the guy, like I'm nothing changes behind the scenes. I'm coming up with ideas for the show. I'm coming up with the guests and whatever it may be. The problem is that when you're labeled that as a title, people don't assume that you are, it's hard to explain, man, like, but it's, there's an identity issue. And most importantly for me, I'm not me. I'm not off the air. That is not who I am. And it's always weird when I meet listeners and I meet some cool people and they're like, Steve, the producer. And it's like, I cringe and they don't know. So it's nothing they've done wrong. But I'm like, man, that's not really who I am. Like my friends throughout my life have known me as Steve Migs. That's a nickname that I was given since elementary school. You know, my last name's Migliori. It's just, that's what people do. That's what boys do. They like to shorten last names and they turn them into nicknames. I'm sure you were called Smitty at some point.
100%.
Yeah. It's just, that's a nickname I've always had.
Shawnee Mack.
Yeah. Our guru.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, too, is that like, just the name change and like, right, there's some people in our industry that just, they want to, not just, but they want to be producers and that's what they do. But for you also, like, you've grown not only as a man, but also as a person that works in this industry.
Absolutely.
And it's like, you're not late 20s guy working on the show anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're a grown man basically co-hosting a show.
It's funny you say that because you said you didn't read the blog, but you almost quoted me because I said, my issue with it, there's an identity issue, there's an insecurity, because what it reminds me of is a 23-year-old who wanted nothing more than to be in radio. And I still do. I still have that passion. Yeah. I still feel that every day. I look forward to getting that opportunity to hopefully get someone to laugh or at least roll their eyes at the stupid things I say. But there's that Steve the Producer title reminds me of being 23 and too afraid to say no.
Yeah.
Too afraid to look the guy who was Andy Savage, and he did nothing wrong. He didn't know. But he said, okay, I'm calling you. He just kept calling me Steve the Producer because it was like, your name's Steve, and you're the producer, and when we bring you on the air, we're going to address you by that.
Right.
So at the time, I thought, oh, eventually I could get rid of this name. You know, why rock the boat? 23-year-old Steve wouldn't want to rock the boat, wouldn't want to say no, wouldn't want to stand up for himself.
23-year-old Steve probably couldn't.
No, terrified.
Yeah.
I just wanted to work in radio. And I didn't have I didn't have any equity. I didn't have any stock in me that could be like, no, you're going to have to take me how I am or you're going to have to find somebody else. Well, let's fast forward 17 years to 40-year-old Steve. Now, I mean, I'm still not a guy that's going around just trying to rock the boat for the sake of rocking the boat, but I'm also not afraid of confrontation. I'm not afraid of saying no. I'm definitely not afraid of saying no. I say it all the time with this job. And I'm absolutely not afraid to look somebody in the eye and say, that is not what I like. So, but one of the biggest things I never stood up for myself about lingered over my head. So whenever I would still do things and when people would say that name, it just brought me back to being 23 and afraid. And it made me mad, and it started making me hate that nickname. And it kept growing and growing, and Ted knows me very well, and we've had dinner talks where I've talked about this. This has been an insecurity that's been with me forever. And I finally hit this point where I'm like, you know what, in life, There's never, and I said this in the blog, but I'm going to repeat it because I think it's kind of cool, and I was proud of myself for coming up with it.
Plus, these are podcasters, man. They want to listen. They don't want to read.
Who likes reading? The Mega Family probably listens to audiobooks.
Yeah.
F that reading.
That's a good call, Mega Family. I love an audiobook.
Oh, yeah.
Saves me a step. I'm just saying.
So I hit this point where I'm like, there's not going to be like some person that's going to be like this magical mind reading advocate to look me in the eyes and be like, you hate your name. I'll speak up for you. There's never so I've got to just rip the Band-Aid off and say, F this, and say, I don't like this name. And it started on the podcast last week. And then when BJ heard it and he played it, I was a little nervous because I'm like, oh, how's this going to go? I'm still in a position where it brings me back to being 23. Am I going to upset the host?
Right, because he doesn't know you guys have talked about it on the podcast, right? Other than just in a passing mention.
He overheard it and then listened to the podcast and then surprised me on, well, it was Monday or Tuesday, because we're off on Monday, and played the audio of what he heard.
Have to be. It's May the 4th be with you, as we've covered before.
Yes, it's a big day on my show.
Yeah.
For everyone but me. So he hears the audio, and oddly, he's a logical person. He's got a brain in his head. He's like, I get it. I see where you're coming from. It has held you back. I never paid attention to it because you never made an issue about it. Again, I got to be my own advocate in these situations because nobody knows that.
Yeah.
So that's really what it all boiled down to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's great.
I'm pumped, dude.
Yeah.
It's weird, man. I feel like a major, like, just bag of insecurity, like a 100-pound bag that's been sitting on my shoulders, and I just leaned it back and let it drop.
Plus, I mean, like, you know, I don't want to take any shine off it, but a lot of people, I think, look at our jobs and stuff. Like, I think it's good that you're talking about this right now, because honestly, like, that's a major thing. Mm-hmm. Like, when Steve told me he was having these conversations, first thing I did is look at him and said, man, I'm proud of it. Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't think people understand, like, these are major shifts that they take time to get to and to get done.
I was shocked by the amount of texts and emails I've been getting and tweets from people who are like, I'm really happy that you did this. It hit me in a way I wasn't expecting. Some people were just like, you know, it inspired some other people in their world. So I thought this was such a minor thing in my eyes because I didn't want to bother anybody. I didn't realize how cool it is for a lot of people. And then some people having some fun. A few people have compared me to the Bruce Jenner of name changes in radio. Because I was living a lie. Yeah. So I am. It's very topical. I wish we would have thought of it like that.
I feel like, man, you know, you did your shift on the ice. You've come back to the bench.
Yep.
And right there, we rip off that A and we're putting a C on that crest.
Damn straight. I feel good, Toppy. Nothing like having a big C on my chest. You know, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah,
we got to reset.
Out.
Things are getting weird. It's almost like Grace is taking over. When we come back, Ted, we're going to shift it. We're not going to get so deep. We're going to get, well, maybe we are.
Man, are we back to the garage?
Yeah. Dude, we're about to go into like the gutter.
With all right,
this audio that I have is been out there for a year or so. I haven't seen it until today. And all I told Ted is it's the greatest piece of audio I've ever heard. It's going to make you laugh out loud, and it's also going to terrify you at the same time.
All right.
And it involves oral sex. But when we come back, we'll do it, all right?
Yeah.
These guys will make you feel good. Not dead inside. The Megacast will be back.
Guys, we all know that through the years, men have been struggling with a problem that exists from the day you hit puberty to the day you die. It's embarrassed some into depression and caused others to be single with no hopes of finding that special lady. It's called uncontrollable erection, a condition that 38% of men deal with. From the makers of Viagra, there's finally a cure for uncontrollable erections. Mr. Softy. Within minutes of taking Mr. Softy, you will see your woody shrivel up as if it were just splashed with freezing cold water. just take it from some of our satisfied customers like Jim.
You don't know how many times I'd be out on the dance floor totally hitting it off with a hottie. And once things get a little closer and we start freaking, all of a sudden I lose control of myself and Mr. Happy wakes up to get his groove on. I was sick of being so close to getting some, only to get that slap across the face, you know. But thanks to Mr. Softy, it's like diving into Lake Washington in January, you know, a little shrinky dink. Thanks, Mr. Softy.
Mr. Softy, when thinking of Grandma naked on the crapper is not enough, Mr. Softy will do the trick.
Mr. Softy is available wherever Viagra is found.
These are two real dudes, B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. The Megacast is back.
You ain't got
better.
No will. You ain't got no bottle. Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. You ain't got no cash. You ain't got no dollar. They stay with that drama. Let's just be real. Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest.
Let's just be real.
Kind of fits in with today's Megacast.
Let's just be real.
Kid Ink. All right. And it's funny because we were talking about my old radio days working when I first started. And I was, you know, a young, insecure, non-boat rocking Steve the producer. And that bit you guys just listened to Mr. Softy was one that I wrote when I was like 25. And we played it back in the day on the morning show on Andy Savage in the Morning. And I just found a CD with some of our old bits and skits that I used to write. So as the weeks go on, we might hear more like just vintage.
Classic Migs.
Yeah, now it's Classic Migs.
Classic Migs.
Represent. Ted?
You know, I might have some mini disc of me and my cousin Tom doing stuff at PG Community College.
Oh, dude, you got to get it.
Yeah.
And like bits and stuff?
Yeah, the main thing was we made a commercial about Hard Times Chili. It was the best one we ever did.
Oh, you do. We have to play that.
Yeah, and I have some. And I think I might even have some like demos I made when I was in broadcast school.
Oh man,
yeah,
Ted,
they're pretty
bad. I found like some of the bits I found. Man, I didn't know how to edit. Like even that bit was another minute long. I had to shorten it. Like I was geez. Back then, I just didn't think that like you know a fake commercial should probably sit around a minute long.
Dude, the funny thing is, if you listen to my old stuff, it's clearly that I want to work on a top 40 station. I'm serious.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Well, you were on a rock guy back in those days.
No, it's just a you know air check. Just me going in and out of like probably. I mean, it's probably got to be boy bands and like Nelly.
Dude, we're missing out on NKOTB tonight.
Yeah, I'm not too big on the New Kids. That wasn't my scene. Nelly. But Nelly, I would have liked seen TLC.
I ain't gonna lie. Like when I first heard, I saw an email at our station that said at the front desk there's extra NKOTB, Nelly, and
TLC.
TLC tickets, and I'm like, that's at the Key Arena. Maybe Ted and I should just go. Pop in there. And I realized, oh, it's
at Tacoma Dome.
Yeah. Because I know J-Mac from the Donkeys would have went if he was with us right now.
That was a good point.
Yeah. He likes that kind of stuff.
Well, don't go chasing waterfalls, Steve.
All right. It's funny. We were talking about these fake bits, and Bobby emailed us.
You got nothing back? No TLC songs?
Oh, man. I mean, I just don't want to creep on you, you know?
All right. Well.
That's all I got.
I was going to say, we don't need no scrubs.
Ain't no Holla Back Girls, Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. I'm trying to think of Nelly songs now.
Well, it is getting kind of hot in here. Her.
EI.
This is why I didn't do it, Ted.
Let's just take it step by step.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know, man. I'm hanging tough right now with this name change.
Yeah, I might be out now. All right.
Well, I just want to say thanks to Bobby. He emailed us. He said, hey, speaking of our commercials, it's time to expand the Dixon Cider lineup, that fine drink. I'm hoping you can start brewing black Dixon Cider. It only takes one to get you wasted. Once you go black, you never go back. I know Grace will love it. He also thanks us for exposing him to some new tunes.
Excellent. Well, we just exposed you to some old ones right there in that last little fun game.
Yep. It's a new fun game.
Old guys talk about cliche song names. I'm sure you've never seen this before at a party or a bar. You know, no two guys would sit at a bar and annoy each other that way.
No, never.
Or the bartender and everybody else hanging out.
If you've never been to that bar, well, you've never been to a bar where the Ted Smith and Steve Miggs have been.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because that's just what we do. Annoy people around us at a bar. We'll be doing an Inumi sushi later tonight.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we got to get there. All right. We got this amazing audio.
All right.
I really want us to play it. At any point, you got to hit pause.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to at least exercise that option, maybe two, maybe even five times. I don't even know.
All right.
There's a video. I found it online today, and I was dying because there's a part in it. Well, the whole thing is ridiculous. It's this woman. Her name's Angel. And if you just go on YouTube and search Angel Grapefruit Technique, you'll find it. Apparently, she does instructional videos on how to please your man.
All right.
And she's just like...
With a grapefruit? Should she be using like a banana or a cucumber?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, she's paying attention to the voice.
She's teaching you how to do a new trick that is a... Let's just say she's talking to the microphone, but she wants to talk to the microphone while utilizing a grapefruit as well as an added... Like, basically, you're hollowing out a part of the grapefruit, if you know what I mean. You're turning it into something that rhymes with pocket... I don't even want to.
Duck it?
Pocket wussy.
Oh, all right. All right.
Now you're tracking.
I was very confused. I thought she was torturing this poor man's berries.
No. And she'll kind of address that. Like, she even explained.
So she's saying I can build this at home?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's listen.
All right. Well, but she does it as a surprise to her boyfriend and prefaces it by saying you need to blindfold your boyfriend. And you'll hear it in the audio because, well, trying to tell him that you want to use a grapefruit on him might scare him.
If he's a little bitch.
Yeah. All right. Let's check out the audio, Ted. Again, let me know when you want it to pause. And everybody, if you're doing anything that requires you to pay attention and be precise and maybe like, you know, I don't know, if you're coloring inside the lines, you might want to take a break.
I hope somebody right now is in the fruit section of a grocery store or at a market and they're looking at those grapefruits.
That would be awesome.
You're about to look at them different.
All right.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's
I knew it one time.
I am already in. Number one, I kind of like the way she's talking. And number two, I want to get grapefruited. I don't even know what this is, but I am in.
It's the greatest name ever.
She said everybody should be grapefruited. Like, damn it, I want to be grapefruited.
All right. I'm gonna feel as if you are giving him and him at the same time. No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited.
All right, so what she's saying is that it's going to feel like he's having both acts happening. Like, it's almost like as if she's, like, figured out a way to have a person have sex with him while she's talking to the microphone at the same time.
Yeah, man.
So you're still in?
Yeah, carnal knowledge.
All right, here we go.
You want to make sure you get the ruby red. It's sweeter. It's easier.
Pause. It's a nice attention to detail on her part. What is her name again?
Her name is Angel.
Angel. Respect that.
Oh, she gets... I edited it down. You gotta watch the whole video.
Sorry.
No, I'm glad you bring this stuff up because she really goes into detail.
All the ruby red?
Especially also about... It's important, as you'll hear in a second, that you need to keep that grapefruit at room temperature, but there's certain things... You can't cook it. You can't... Like, she went into, like, full detail. I felt like...
Shouldn't be cold.
Right.
Well, so, citrus fruit should be out anyhow, right?
I think they're all out.
Yeah.
All right.
Are allergic to grapefruit or can't use a grapefruit for your medication, you can always use a large navel orange. Now, what you want to do is make sure the grapefruit is room temperature. So you should have a grapefruit that has two sides missing just like this. Now what you're going to...
Two sides missing?
So like imagine you have a ball and on each tip of the ball you just slice straight down.
Oh yeah, that's how I cut my oranges now.
Okay, so yeah, that's basically what she's saying.
All right,
you're almost creating two flat surfaces, and then you know what I mean.
Yeah,
yeah. All right.
Do is you're going to put a hole in the middle of the grapefruit, approximately the size of your man's penis. Do not make it too big. Do not make it too tight. Just approximate. Now, when you grapefruit your man,
I mean,
I like how you needed to make that a point. Just approximate.
What tool is she using to make this hole?
I think she used a knife, and then she said, well, if it's too tight, if it's too loose, then you just got to squeeze that grapefruit harder. And if it's too tight, you can just use your finger in there and, like, loosen it up.
All right.
I left that out, but again, this is why you need to check out the whole video as well. I'm just giving you guys a tease.
This is the highlights.
Yeah, this is definitely, like, the greatest hits of Angel Grapefruit Technique on YouTube.
He has to be blindfolded. There's no ands, ifs, buts about it. Why? If you came to the bedroom with a grapefruit, what is your man going to say? What are you going to do with that? Is it going to burn and all that other thing? So you don't want any of that. So this is what you do. Say, baby, you know what? Tonight, I want to do something a little freakier. I want to your blindfolded.
Time out. Now, I will say my one fear is anytime a woman says, I want to do something a little freakier, something ends up in my garage. So I don't know if that's the best approach. I would just say, hey, I'm going to blindfold you.
Angel needs the Ted Smith as her sidekick when she does these videos.
Right.
It's just so that she gets inside the mind of a dude.
Yeah, because if some chick just comes in and goes, I want to blindfold you for sex. All right, cool. She goes, as she said, I want to get into something really freaky tonight. I'd be like, hold up, chick.
Hold up, Angel.
Hold up, Angel.
I don't see a halo anymore.
Yeah, no kidding,
right? I see horns.
El Diablo.
A man will blindfold himself if he knows he's going to get some. So now, your man is in the bed. You have the grapefruit already prepared under the bed. He smelled the citrus in the air. And what you're going to do is be a woman of your word. So what you're going to do is just...
All right. I just want to warn you guys. It's about to go down.
All right. Okay? She is with the grapefruit?
Well, she's got like a certain marital aid that represents the man. I think you can figure out what that is. You know, and it's a very well-endowed...
Bilbo Baggins?
Bilbo Baggins. She then does what she would do if, like, there was an actual junk there, right?
Did you say a John?
Johnson? I was going to say Johnson.
Oh, and I was like, now she's a hooker?
No, I was gonna say Johnson, man. I just wanted to get a little more classy, so I switched to junk.
Johnson.
I was like, man, I feel like I'm going down too dark of a road. Let me just make it a little bit more family-friendly and say junk as opposed to Johnson. I didn't even go near dong.
No.
All right. Well, she's going towards the captain's seat.
All right.
Now, are you ready, Ted?
Yeah.
Okay. I almost feel like I'm going to bring it back just a little bit.
I don't know what she looks like, but I'm kind of turned on.
Oh, man. She kind of... Do you remember What's Happening, the TV show?
Sure.
Shirley?
Oh.
With shorter hair.
Hmm.
Did you want me to lie and say she looked like Naomi Campbell?
I just wasn't expecting Shirley.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Well, let's hear the technique before I say no.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is just... Because that's like you said you were going to do. Once he...
Shirley, get your ass over here. I mean, she went at that thing.
You gotta watch the video. The video, it makes it even more. It's like almost like that's 50% epic compared to what you would witness with the sound in the video. She sounds like a cougar.
Yeah.
Like the actual animal.
It was aggressive.
He's nice and what you're gonna do is replace the grapefruit from your mouth. You're gonna twist up and down. The same time.
All right, so you kind of went a little bit in detail, but basically imagine that you're like kind of sanding the broomstick. That's what she's saying you're going to be doing with the grapefruit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's also creepy, too, is every time Steve talks about it, he does the hand motions and he's looking right in my eyes.
I try to make it exaggerated like I'm holding like a giant log.
I'm starting to wonder if I get too big of a grapefruit, am I going to be lost in the shuffle here? I don't want to get stuck in this giant grapefruit.
How good your grip, Angel? How good your grip? This grapefruit's too large. All right, here we go.
All right.
I'm warning you again. For all of you out there, warning you again.
All right.
Now, ladies, remember, grapefruit is also a fat burner, so you're actually losing weight while you're f***ing his neck.
Oh, my God.
How much grapefruit are you going to be digesting? Like a monster, dude. She's going at this thing like a monster.
That sound is intense.
Like it's like a horror film, man. Like, rawr.
And then she hits you off with a health tip.
Ding, 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 ding.
Full disclosure, though, still kind of want to meet her.
All right. We still got a little bit more. You ready?
Are we going to hear more of those sounds?
Unfortunately, no.
Now, once you're doing this technique, it feels amazing to him, but he still has no idea what you're doing. So what you want to tell your man to do is this. Take the blindfold off. He's going to be looking at you like, what the hell are you doing? But he'll never say stop. All he's going to be thinking is, I could have been f***ing a grapefruit all these years. And that's the grapefruit technique.
I mean, I feel like I'm going to go home and bang a grapefruit at some point this weekend. mean, it's even more impressive because she is going at it that much on something that can't finish. I mean, it's not even a real human.
No.
But she's going for the gusto.
You know what? She's just establishing why she's the alpha female when it comes to that action. Like, she's putting out sex videos. She probably realized in the back of her head, I can't half-ass this. I got to let everybody know that they're watching a pro do what she does best.
I have a lot of thoughts right now, Steve. I mean,
please share.
I just kind of want to say, ladies, it should sound a lot like that. Get it again.
I've watched a lot of adult films. I get genuinely excited when that scene comes up.
Yeah.
Never in all the years. And I've been watching adult films since 13, maybe 14, 26 years. 26 years. Ted.
26 years.
26 years. Some people aren't even that old that are listening to this podcast right now. In my 26 years of watching adult films, never once have I heard this. That's some straight up cheetah stuff going on.
Jesus, man. I mean, that is, and given your description of her, that is just the woman you need, like, around 11:15 Friday night. You left the bar.
Yep.
Nobody's going to notice. Got to sneak her in.
Yep.
Sneak her out.
You already failed the 2-minute drill at the bar.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I guess we're going to have to call this a season. And you call her in.
I'm going to be watching some strange porn tonight, Steve.
I have a feeling.
We apologize if you're at your work desk.
Yeah. Sorry if you're... I told you, you're going to laugh out loud and you're going to be terrified at the same time.
Oh, man.
All right, Ted, let's take a break.
Let's do it. I need a timeout, man.
Mm-hmm. We got some awesome audio about a guy who decided to make his McDonald's order. Well, he made it, and he took it to another level, dude. It's going to be awesome. We have
all right.
More. It's, okay, look, it's not as good as this. I don't want to lead you on, but it's still damn awesome.
That is not the sound of somebody being let on. That is the sound of somebody letting the let out.
All right, Mega Cash will be back. Wow.
Yeah, I think I might need that pill now.
Thanks to these guys, I have seen better days. The Mega Cast will be back.
I've seen better days. So afraid am I you. I can't breathe, restless belief. Your eyes are alive in pain. Black tears don't hide in rain. And I tied you to the track.
When it comes to a good night's sleep, there's more to it than just adjusting the firmness of your mattress. That's why we've created the Craptastic Adjustable Bed.
But what else could I possibly need for a good night's sleep?
If you sleep with someone who snores, the Craptastic Adjustable Bed immediately puts a pillow over their face.
Are you trying to suffocate me?
And in case of an unpleasant emission, the Craptastic Adjustable Bed has a charcoal filter, so you'll never know the difference, and your covers will never become a Dutch oven.
But what if my husband's in the mood and I'm not?
The Craptastic Adjustable Bed features the new no-retractable man gate that immediately separates the two of you and plays music guaranteed to turn him off.
So I'm guessing this means no, huh?
The Craptastic Adjustable Bed, because there's more to a good night's sleep than the firmness of your mattress.
These guys are crushing it. And Ted, you can crush me anytime. Name the place and I'll be there. The Mega Cast is back. And I'll be crushing it
when I'm finished with my. Uh oh.
Wow.
Stop it with my boot.
She's jealous.
Crush it with my fist. Smash it on my forehead. Yeah, I got this. I'll be crushing it. Oh, I'll be crushing it.
Paisley. I'm sure you're hearing this on 100.7 The Wolf. All right, that's the end of it.
And you know Brad Paisley crushes.
Oh, yeah. It just sounds like, I just love country music lyrics because they are just about, I'm just going to sing about what I know, and that's drinking beers and having fun.
Yeah.
And then if you get lucky, you never know. Maybe this will happen.
I mean, that's probably what backstage of a Paisley concert sounds like. This guy's old. I almost got there. It's like the guy's a friggin' legend, man.
This is bringing on emotions I haven't seen in a while in you, Ted.
I won't lie, man. I'm a little holler under the collar, man. That sound is something else.
It should be like your text alert ringtone. God. Could you imagine that? Like whenever you get a text like, It's one of those, like, if you'd have to explain it in detail to whoever it is that hears that as a text tone. But after you explain it, I feel like they'll just be texting you at the bar while they're sitting next to you the entire time.
I would explain to half the people of what it is, and then half the people, I'd be like, it's a cheetah.
Yeah.
You disgusting idiot.
It's just a cheetah that just killed its prey and is just sucking the blood. That part's the part that gets me every time.
Yeah.
It's like some Silence of the Lambs type stuff that this autumn woman, or what's her name again? I lost already.
Angel.
Oh, Angel.
How you gonna forget her name, Steve? I mean, I'm sneaking her in and out of the house, but at least I know the chick's name.
I do love the part in that audio where she's like, plus, ladies, grapefruit, it's low on calories.
It's a fat burner.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, I mean, oh, man, Angel. You got a special place in my pants. I can't say my heart.
Came across another video, Ted, and this one is, I'm excited to play for you. I got excited because I saw, at first I saw the video footage and didn't even hear what was going on. This guy went to a McDonald's, and the McDonald's he went to is the one in Manhattan that has all the crazy lights.
All right, super nice one?
Yeah, well, it's fine on the inside, but the outside, I mean, it's nicer than most McDonald's on the inside, but the outside is like straight up Broadway kind of lights, like just a ton.
Like Big Mac?
Just like a big
apple
yellow,
pie?
No, just a big yellow, like bunch of yellow lights and then McDonald's.
All right. I thought it would be like a sign flashing stuff.
No, it's kind of an old school one, like a lot of light bulbs that are making this. And it's a cool look. And I remember being pretty pumped when I got to go there. So I'm like, oh, I got to watch this video. And the video is just
What'd
called,
you get?
Oh, always a Big Mac. I haven't
had a Big Mac in years.
Well, if you ask my wife, I haven't either. But just 2 weeks ago, I had one, and they're just as good as I thought.
Yeah. This year when I was home at Christmas on the East Coast, I stayed like two blocks from McDonald's, and I kept going, I'm going to get breakfast, or I'm going to get a... And I just never did it.
Oh, man. It's something about... you know what I always forget is how good the fries are.
Yeah.
And how addictive those are. And it's like, I'll always go like medium size or large size, but I always wish I would have went a little bit larger because I just want more. Yeah.
Yep.
Ted knows what's up. So, you know where I just went? Anyone in Tacoma, you know what's up.
Chick-fil-A?
No. I've been to Chick-fil-A. It's awesome, but I'm not waiting 10 hours just to eat a chicken sandwich.
I saw two people walking through downtown Seattle with their Chick-fil-A. And it was like
flaunting it?
Yes.
Because where they went to Bellevue to get it.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh man, did you drive across the bridge for fast food? And trust me, I love Chick-fil-A. But I'm with you, man. I ain't waiting in line for...
No.
I'm waiting like outside of the drive, like the drive-thru. I mean, that's the point. It's called the drive-thru. It should take 10 minutes tops.
And then you see, like in Tacoma at least, I see there's a line of people out the door. I'm like, I'm not going to wait outside for an opportunity to eat something that's a very good chicken sandwich, but... Unless that's coming, you know, that chicken sandwich eventually leads to this.
And you know what that sound leads to? Polynesian sauce. All right, so this guy's at the fancy McDonald's.
He's at the fancy McDonald's. And it's a guy by the name of, the guy who filmed it, I guess he does a bunch of videos. His name's Kobe Person.
Oh, yeah, Kobe Person.
Okay, so he does a lot of fun.
I have no idea, I'm just being an ass.
He's such a dick. he collaborated with a rapper by the name of Hi Rez.
All right.
Now, of course, Ted knows him as well.
He's a lot better than Low Rez.
So, high res, not low res. He goes into the McDonald's and he starts acting like he's going to just order his food, and then he just busts into a rap song.
All right.
And it is awesome. The video, if you just look, watch this rapper order the entire McDonald's menu like a boss, I think it's called. If you write that in, or if you just type in Kobe Persson in high res, I'm sure you'll find it. But
like a boss.
Like a boss. And when you hear it, you'll agree. This guy, he was having some fun. And fortunately, the cashier was having a good having a good time about it as well. So it wasn't like, you know, it's an awesome video. So let's check it out.
Can I get 2 Big Macs?
Okay.
2 apple pies?
Okay.
Now, just that music in the background, he had like his cell phone in his hand. So I think he was playing his beats from his cell phone.
All right.
And eventually, I think they mix it so it sounds better. But you'll hear it. So just wanted to kind of give it a little context.
Nah, actually, let me get 2 Big Macs and 2 apple pies, a little bit of Sprite and a side of fries. Let me get a McDouble, let me get a McChicken, hot sauce, make sure that shit kicking. I want a McRib before a McPiss. Let me get a hash brown if it isn't lunch yet. If it is, I'm a be McSad and upset. Let me get some nuggets too. I want a bun cake and a parfait. 2 of them, I really had a hard day. Let me get a McCafe latte and a couple hundred large Shamrock shakes. Powerade, high C, ranch snack wrap on the side, please. Let me get a burger with a slice of cheese, but no onions or pickles, so hold that, please. I want a McFlurry, 2 of those. Want M&M, want Oreos. I want everything on the dollar menu and a burger with jalapenos. Let me get a snack wrap for my bad bad. Better not test that. Add dust sauce, no Aflac. Taking everything to go, so pack that in a black bag. High res eating all the flapjacks. Did you get all that?
That's awesome.
Right? The best part is the guy who was taking the order, the whole time he's like touching the screen. So I'm thinking,
is he trying to keep up?
Well, that's what I thought. And then he goes, did you get all that? And you heard the woman in the background go, no. And she goes, he didn't get any of it. So he's just like, probably just like playing on the screen while this guy's rapping to him.
I mean, I would have got at least the 2, what do you want, 2 Big Macs, 2 apple pies?
Right.
It sounded like you ordered a rack of McFlurries.
A couple of, one
2
was
McFlurries?
2 McFlurries, one was an Oreo, and I don't remember.
One was M&M.
M&M. He needed us behind the counter.
Got a McRib, which McRib isn't always available. Then I heard a hash brown, which high res, come on, dog.
You can't get both.
You can't get, I mean, that's one bad thing about McDonald's. You can't get breakfast and lunch at the same time.
You're right. And,
and it's the one bad thing.
Yeah, dude, you're talking to a guy who's obsessed with McDonald's, and I know that you're no stranger to it either.
Oh, hell no. What was your standard order when you'd go?
It was
like at your fattest day.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I should preface this question. Right. Because I just saw
Skinny Steve is just getting the Big Mac, the fries, and the Diet Coke.
Yeah, because I just saw Marc Gasol on the Rome show on Showtime, and he used to be kind of a fatter dude, and he loved McDonald's. So I think it's a good question. At your fattest, what was your go-to?
At my fattest, it was a Big Mac.
All right.
And then it depends. Depends on how I was feeling that day. I was either going to go with the McChicken, like that spicy McChicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Usually it's a dollar on the menu.
Yeah.
Or I'd go with the value menu Chicken McNuggets. It's either 4 or 5. I can't remember.
Yeah.
And then I would get it supersized.
Yep.
Or at least large size if they didn't post supersize me. And then I would get a vanilla hot fudge sundae. To save for later, but by later I mean after I finished my meal, I would finish that.
Yeah,
that was my meal.
I think my go-to
Diet Coke.
Yeah, right. You don't want to get you don't want the calories there.
Yeah, no.
There was a point. I think my go-to was always. I think it was number 7, which used to be the crispy chicken meal.
Oh yeah.
With of course, supersized double cheeseburger on the side. That was like a standard meal. But there was also times I would order so much food, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, that I would order 2 sodas because I felt guilty. So
so to make it look like you had 2 orders?
Right, and at the end of the day, you still get 2 sodas.
Well, that's a win-win, Ted.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I would switch up the Big Mac if I was feeling like something a little bit different. I would get the double quarter pounder with cheese.
Ooh, strong.
That, at my heaviest, I was able to crush them. But I tried, because I love the double quarter pounder with cheese, but I ordered one when I'm now a little bit skinnier. I'm not eating as much.
Yeah.
And man, by the time I finished that, I was like, it's like having the double Baconator at Wendy's. Like, it sounds like a great idea, but you know what? I would have been fine with just the single.
Dude, Carl's Jr., man. I remember last year coming back from Spokane, I got some giant bacon sandwich, and I literally just gave up on it.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't know about you, but I don't like giving up on fast food because I don't get it all the time, so I want to crush it.
Yeah, you want to eat it all.
Before we play the audio, I told you I had this, and you're like, oh, I've rapped at McDonald's before.
Yes, yes. All right. So this story.
This is just so random. I've had some rather entertaining experiences at fast food places with E. Ted Smith. Maybe if we have time, we'll get into it. But
yeah, In-N-Out was a good one.
In-N-Out was the best one. I'll take one of everything.
So me and my buddy Will and my buddy Kevin, this is when we were in Towson, Maryland. So we all went to DeMatha together, high school together. We grew up in Puget County. So there's this music called Go-Go, right? So
I learned about it on Sonic Highways.
All right, right. Chuck Brown. Right. Godfather, right?
Kind of like a horn-inspired ska-like vibe to it. Like funk, yeah. funk, ska.
And sometimes they just take rap songs and just redo them with an actual singer, an electric guitar, some congos.
Gotcha.
Congos?
Yeah. Like bongos
Yeah.
No, congos are like the congas.
Yeah.
Congos is a band that you're on the end.
Yeah. Or rock.
That's right.
So even if you don't know Go-Go, you might know Doing the Butt, which is probably one of the most famous Go-Go songs ever. Doing the butt, bow, now, 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 sexy, right? Ain't nothing wrong if you want to do the butt all night long. So there's one part in it where he just keeps saying girls' names over and over.
Uh-huh.
So he'd be like, Sarah got a big old butt. Oh, yeah? You know, Teresa got a big old butt. Oh, yeah? So that goes on and on. So me and Will and Kevin, Kevin wasn't drinking. Me and Will were highly intoxicated.
Our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget,
I would like to talk from the new dance. Come on.
Oh, this isn't the song.
No.
I'm sorry, Ted. I just completely effed you up.
So,
damn it.
So we're in line and the Towson
is
McDonald's.
It doing with a G or is it a do-in?
I would say do in.
That might have been my problem.
Yeah. So as we this McDonald's was 24 hours, and it was famous for like having a huge line at the end of the night. So we start kind of messing around as we're waiting in line and start singing this song, right? But we're putting in like McDonald's lyrics. And then Will has gotten out now and is sitting outside the window. He wasn't ghost riding the whip, per se, but he's just sitting outside the window hitting on top of the minivan. And then
parking the whip.
Right. And I'm outside of it because remember, it's a busy drive through at 2 a.m, kind of walking next to it. And as we roll up, we're just like, you know, Big Mac got a big old butt. Oh, yeah. Sweet and Sour got a big old butt. Oh, yeah. The people inside are loving it, Steve. They are singing with us.
What?
They're throwing extra sauces in there, and they're like, you know, I mean, it was a party. People behind us.
That's like the beginning of the music video for the song, and when it happens, you'd be like at home watching the music video, going, that would never happen.
Yeah.
Nobody behind the counter is going to start singing along with these dudes.
Yeah. And like, there's only like three or four of them working, and they're all at the window laughing and like singing with us. And Will just goes on forever. I mean, any little thing you think of, Hash was I got a big old butt. Oh, yeah. And I mean, they're oh, yeah, and back with us.
Wow.
It was awesome. So, yeah, when you said hey, there's a guy rapping at McDonald's, like, kind of done that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I also forgot that. It was like a graduation party or something we had gone to. So Will lets me borrow, because I didn't have nice shoes, so he lets me borrow like some dress shoes. And as I was dancing in the parking lot, used to be a thing like football players, you kind of drag the top of your shoes.
Okay.
So I'm doing that in the parking lot. The next morning, he's like, dude, you completely ruined those shoes last night.
You had to do it, though.
Oh, we had to.
Yeah.
It was an awesome story. Me and Will have some of those. We had a mobile tailgate once. These sound terrible. People are like, man, you guys are living dangerously.
Just riding the whip.
Yeah, we drank rapping. Like 30-some beers on the way to a Maryland game up I-95.
What?
Yeah.
Holy balls.
Basically,
dude.
We drank the 30-pack we were supposed to bring, and then when we got there, everybody's
empty-handed.
Like...
empty-handed.
Everybody's like, where's the beers?
In our bellies.
Yeah.
In fact, we have audio of them crushing the beers.
You know what's even worse? I used to dip tobacco, and I just had my wisdom teeth out before that trip.
Uh-huh.
So I still...
You can't F with the sockets, man.
Right, but I still wanted to dip, so I opened up tea packages, dumped out tea, and put the dip in there.
Wow.
And then put those in.
Jeez, man.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah. You wanted it.
Oh, yeah.
And you did everything you could to get it.
Yeah, man.
Some people want it, and this is what they do to get it. Sorry, I'm never going to get sick of this audio.
There you go. I know Grace was flirting with me earlier. Grace, if you can make that sound effect.
Yep.
You know, I'm down with all strands.
Watch that robot teeth there, Grace.
All right, let's go All get right. some sushi.
Yeah, let's go eat some sushi. We're going to get out of here. Thank you once again for everybody listening to the MegaCast. Thought it was a good one, the Ted Smith.
Yeah, man. And Steve, I know I've said it to you in person, but the Mega family deserves proud of you. Go Thank Steve you. Miggs.
I appreciate that. So what better way to celebrate the name change and to play some more a man who liked to change his name whenever the hell he felt like it. And if you didn't like it, you just had to deal with it. For Snoop Dogg, Mark, and for Johnny Pest, a new member of the Mega family. Tell your friends. Let's get 10.
Steve Riggs.
Depths of the sea, back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, funky at the dot, went solo on that band, but it's still the same, Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane, follow me, but don't lose
Wherever you at, put those hands up!
The years there for me to put up your shit, so I ain't holding nothing back.
Yeah, I'm up, Ted!
The twin question, what's up, name?
All right, for everybody listening, follow us on Twitter, at the MegaCast. Tell your friends, we appreciate you guys listening.